BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with a story that's no doubt put a smile on faces across the country this morning. The finance minister's done a U-turn on his VAT hike decision. This means that Treasury's controversial plans to increase the VAT rate by 0.5 percentage points have officially been scrapped. A statement was released after midnight confirming the news and explaining the reasons for the withdrawal. The announcement came during the revised budget address, triggered a national outcry, with opposition parties heading to court this week in an attempt to halt the increase. Now, speaking at a budget roundtable discussion, Deputy President Paul Mashatile acknowledged that the current budgetary process isn't transparent and inclusive enough. He says, though, in contrast to other governments around the world that have collapsed due to fiscal disputes, South Africa has successfully navigated the challenges.
The whole budgetary process has, amongst other factors, underscored that we have a strong democracy that is functioning effectively. Government will continue to cooperate with the Finance and Fiscal Commission and to adhere to its advice on equitable revenue distribution and other financial and fiscal matters.
Our reporter Kinugulsha Malinga has more on Treasury's decision to keep the value-added tax rate at 15%.
In a surprise move, the statement says that Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana decided to withdraw the decision to hike VAT by half a percentage point. It would have taken effect next Thursday. Treasury says the decision follows extensive consultations with political parties and careful consideration of the recommendations of the parliamentary committees. Godongwana says that by not increasing VAT, estimated revenue will fall short by around 75 billion rand over the medium term. He adds that Parliament will be requested to adjust expenditure to ensure that the loss of revenue does not harm South Africa's fiscal sustainability. The decision also comes days after a court challenge by the DA and EFF, which questioned the legality of the process used to adopt the increase. Kinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived on an official state visit. He was welcomed last night by Minister of International Relations Ronald Lamola. Zelensky says he'll have important discussions with President Cyril Ramaphosa and representatives of political, civil and student communities. And India's unveiled a raft of diplomatic measures against Pakistan after a deadly attack on civilians in Kashmir. It's accused Islamabad of supporting cross-border terrorism, a claim Pakistani officials have denied. The measures include the suspension of a key water-sharing treaty and the shutting of the main land border crossing between the neighbors and a raft of diplomatic staff reductions. Now, 26 people were killed on Tuesday in the Muslim-majority region where rebels have waged an insurgency since 1989. Back home, a heads up, the weather office has sent out another impact-based warning. This time for KZN's northern parts, the yellow level 4 warning is for severe thunderstorms with possible heavy downpours expected from the afternoon. And a reminder that cold and wet conditions are expected over the central and western parts of the province, with temperatures plunging over the extreme southwestern high grounds where snowfall is possible today and tomorrow. Got a high of 22 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay, Maritzburg 17. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Sascock, they've backed Netball South Africa's Cecilia Mulugwane despite facing some charges from the World Netball. So we'll hear from Deputy Sports Minister Uphisi Mabe. Sharma and Bolt leads Mumbai to victory over the Orange Army. And Arsenal extend the Premier League title race with a 2-0 draw against Palace.